This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged states to identify locations suitable for entrepreneurs in smaller cities and take initiatives to facilitate them. Addressing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi asked the states to simplify the compliances, and the lack of which often leads to the harassment of citizens. He urged the participants that states should reform the governance model to encourage citizens' participation or Jan Bhagidari. Mr. Modi also said that it is important to focus on reform, perform and transform. And it is also important to inform the people about the various initiatives of the government. Talking about circular economy, Prime Minister Modi appreciated that the Gobardhan program is now being seen as a big energy resource. He observed that this initiative converts waste into wealth while also making the aged cattle an asset rather than a liability. He directed the states to explore concepts of viability gap funding for recycling of e-waste. In the health sector, Prime Minister urged that under the Fit India movement, obesity should be taken as a big challenge in Bharat. He said that only a fit and healthy India can be a Viksit Bharat. He also opined that Bharat can be made TB Mukt by the end of 2025. Mr. Modi added that the Asha and the Anganwari workers can play a big role in delivering this goal. Talking about aspirational districts and blocks program, Prime Minister Modi said that competent officers posted in these blocks and districts can bring about massive changes at the ground level. The three-day conference was held in Delhi from 13th to the 15th of December. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dasanayake arrived in New Delhi yesterday for a three-day visit to India, marking his first foreign trip after assuming office in September. Said that he had productive discussions with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. In a social media post, President Dasanayake said that during his official visit to India, he had the privilege of engaging in productive discussions with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister MEA Dr. S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. Their conversations focused on strengthening Indo-Sri Lankan economic cooperation, enhancing investment opportunities, fostering regional security, and advancing key sectors such as tourism and energy. These engagements reaffirmed the commitment to deepening the partnership between our two nations, he added. During the visit, Dasanayake will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral issues of mutual interest. 39 ministers were inducted into the Council of Ministers of BJP-led Mahayuti government in Maharashtra yesterday. These include 33 cabinet ministers and 6 ministers of state who were sworn in at a ceremony in Raj Bhavan in Nagpur. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly inducted ministers. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar were also present on the occasion. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami unveiled 5 aspects of the 38th National Games, including the logo, the mascot, the anthem, the jersey and the torch at Dehradun yesterday. In women's under-19 T20 Asia Cup cricket, India registered a massive 9-wicket win over arch-rival Pakistan in their opening Group A match at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. And that's the end of this news bulletin.